Isn't the Lord good? I feel like praising him today, and I hope you do too. And I'm going to get right into my message because it's such a good one. So listen up, okay? It's found, my verse is found over in Isaiah, and he put it so beautifully. Listen to it. And this is a spring verse. How about that? For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and return not again, but water the earth and make it bring forth and sprout, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited about getting into that dirt and planting my flowers, and I'm sure you are too. And I can't leave out the next verse because I quote it so often before I go on the air. Yes, it's a promise from the Lord that he'll bless his word. Listen, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And I purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Isn't that a good one? Yes, it's a promise. And I say that to the Lord. Lord, you promised that if I would give out your word, you would bless it. So that's what I'm doing today, because I'm continuing on my verse by verse, the series on the 23rd Psalm. So, there's only six verses. How about quoting it with me, okay? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, and thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Today, my portion is, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. So today, I want to present Jesus, the shepherd, as the one who guides us. He wants to, if we let him. We have to just get out of the way and let him guide us. Isn't it sad that we think we know best for our lives, when all the time Jesus has a plan, that's right, a plan for each of our lives. And of course, the number one plan is that you find Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Well, as I told you, I am stemming a lot of the info from a real shepherd by the name of Alfonso. And he wrote in his little booklet that sheep graze from around 3:30 in the morning until 10 o'clock in the morning. And then they want to lie down for 3 or 4 hours and just rest. And when they're contentedly chewing their cuds, the shepherd knows that they are putting on the fat and they're growing. Consequently, the good shepherd starts his flock out in the early hours on rougher grass, in other words, a poorer quality. And then he moves through the morning to the richer, sweeter grasses like clover, and then finally coming with the flock to a shady place for the sheep's forenoon rest and into the rest of the grazing of the day. And it, he went on to say that sheep, while resting in such happy surroundings, not only have had the benefit of the good late eating, but they have the atmosphere on the fine green pastures that surrounds them. So it gives them a natural incentive towards contentment and growing. Isn't it interesting to learn that a sheep refuses to lie down and rest if the following things exist? Listen to them. First of all, they must be free from fear. In other words, is there something in the atmosphere that is frightening them? Someone, maybe a person, or something like a wild dog or a wild animal that's approaching them. So they can't rest if they're being fearful. Then another thing that they won't rest is they must be free from friction with other sheep in the flock. They are known to try to pull rank and butt each other. So if you've lived on a farm, you're aware that animals do fight each other. Chickens peck each other. Cows or bulls use their horns and so on. And I guess I can insert here, sad to say, many churches have dismantled a disunity for sure because of people locking heads, disagreeing, and causing disunity. Isn't that sad? And then another thing that causes them to be fearful is they must be free from flies or parasites. You see, if a sheep has pests bothering them, they'll stomp their feet and shake their heads, and they'll rush right off and go into a bush to try to scratch themselves. And then a good shepherd will take care of it by dipping his sheep in a solution that will clear up the ticks and rid the pests. So we can compare this to our Lord, the Good Shepherd, who often has to care for us in sickness and through our trials and our heartaches. He allows us his comfort through the precious, precious Holy Spirit, and he rids us of something that is bugging us, those pesky things that turn us into anxious worry warts. When this happens, we must turn to the Good Shepherd for relief and for blessing, and then let me add, learning many lessons, and receive the oil of God's word. And then number four, a sheep will not lie down as long as they feel the need of finding food. In other words, because they're still hungry. And that's why a good shepherd will find good grazing lands, pastures, green pastures, to free the sheep from hunger. And a flock that is restless, a flock that is discontented, and always disturbed, really never does well. And this can certainly be said of all of us as believers. How important it is that we rest in our Lord and his many promises and learn from the food of the Word of God. And I read that sheep are very easily distracted by even a small animal like a jackrabbit. They'll run in a cluster and great fear. Really, they have no means of self-defense because they're helpless, they're timid, and they're feeble animals, and all they know what to do is run. 1 Samuel 16, David tells us, he's talking to King Saul, and explaining to him that he killed a lion and a bear with his bare hands in order to protect his flock of sheep. This happened just before David slew Goliath. Well, one of the shepherds told the story that two wild dogs killed 292 of his sheep overnight. He said that from then on, he slept with a rifle by his side and his ears open to the sound of their baa, baa. He said nothing could quiet them more than his presence with the flock. So he maketh me to lie down. How true for those of us who know and love the Lord. He said in Hebrews 13:5b, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Isn't it easy to stew and fret and forget that our precious Lord is with us at all times and that he's our good shepherd who gave his life for his sheep. Never have we lived in more uncertain times. Terrorists and war and rape and murder and lies and oh my goodness, I could go on and on. No wonder the scripture says, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. It's our choice, isn't it, to make to live at peace knowing Jesus as our own personal Lord and Savior. David said in Psalm 4:8, Now I lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. And then in another psalm, David said, Now I lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, God, will keep me. No wonder the scripture teaches us that God said David was a man after his own heart. A good spiritual illustration of this verse is the promised land. God tried so hard to lead Israel from Egypt to the land knowing is flowing with milk and honey. And, of course, that didn't mean that milk was running everywhere and honey was going down the trees. This meant that the grasses were beautiful and the blossoms were blooming and that they would be provided with all that they would need. Now, I didn't say want, I said need. And, of course, it was the peak of spring and summer and they should have been thrilled to enter and enjoy it. God was offering them an abundant life of joy and victory and contentment. Believe it or not, we are promised such a life when we have Jesus in our hearts and when we allow him to live and work in our lives. Yes, I guess we can admit it. We are like sheep. Yes, we're foolish. And how foolish to turn down the most wonderful thing in all the world, and that is to have the good shepherd to be your Lord and Master. You see, God himself is our true pasture. He's our pool of quiet water. He's our true nourishment, our living water. And if we accept him in our hearts, if we do not, I should say, accept him in our hearts, we will starve. And let's face it, there is a hunger in a human heart which nothing but God can satisfy. There's also a thirst that no one but Jesus can quench. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst. Isn't that beautiful? And as I close today, let me just say, trust the wonderful shepherd. Do it today. All you have to do is bow your head and pray and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins and to come into your heart and live. And then you can lie down in those beautiful green pastures that only the Lord can provide. I'll close with three little words. Do it today. Bye-bye.